Thanks for switching on this Carrie and Tommy podcast. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to Friday, everyone. How are we, guys?
Thank God it's Friday.
TGIFF.
I went to TGI Fridays. Yes. For, I reckon, a good year before I realised what it stood for.
I don't blame you. Were you young?
Yeah.
Or like, is this like...
No, in my 20s.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Yeah. Okay.
too old to not know? I never know acronyms.
I don't reckon. I reckon if you grabbed 100 people under 15, firstly, you'd be arrested. But then secondly, after you got to ask them all the question, if you said, what does TGIF stand for? I don't think any of them would know.
No, they'd use other things now. When yes. I look through my son's phone, I don't understand most of the conversation.
What, a BRB?
What's that? Back?
Yeah, no? Backstreet's back all right.
GTG, I'm across now. I say
good
that.
Good to go. Is that it?
No, gotta go.
Oh, gotta
so
go.
So like if I'm saying gotta get off the phone or something, he goes GTG.
That'd be so annoying because someone would be telling me they've got to go and I'm like, me too. Where are we going? I am good to go.
Should we start the party off?
Ooh.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Her thing is such a bad.
Wiggle,
Big Moss, booty drop.
I know this is a particular favourite of yours, a bit of Tupac. Changes
oh, yeah.
or changing?
Changes. Yeah, yeah.
Sure, check that before we went on air. Yeah. Changes. Here's a little fun fact about Tupac.
Yes.
He was once a ballet dancer.
I did not know that.
Yep. He attended Baltimore School for the Arts, where he took ballet classes and played the role of the Mouse King in The Nutcracker. I was a mouse in The Nutcracker.
Gangsta. Were you?
Yes.
That is one of the things that you, one of the many things, I should say, that you and Tupac have in common.
Look at
of
him,
course,
there.
You've got that Hug Life tattooed across your belly.
There he is. Look at him on the screen. No, you guys can't see listening, but there is a Google image of him dancing.
It's beautiful, isn't he?
Yeah. I was always offended that I was the mouse because I wanted to be the beautiful ballerina. Instead, I was in a mouse costume.
Mice are still beautiful.
Nah. I just had to go a lot.
Do you reckon Tupac was doing the same?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have you or have you not been discussing with Jessie the idea that you might buy a tricycle?
How did you How did you let her read the minutes to the annual boys meeting?
Yeah, well, I don't know how she got a hold of it.
Because I keep hearing you talk to each other about, have you got it? Have you got it? Have you looked up the tricycle yet? And I thought, nah. He must have said bicycle, not tricycle. Jessie. And then the conversation happened again and I heard tricycle.
Jessie, you're the one who spends all day with her. This
people
is your
are not
fault.
Gonna, people are not going to take us serious if we don't have our theme music playing, please. Please. You work on that. You work on that.
I want to ride my tricycle.
No, that's not it, mate.
Oh,
tricycle.
That's a good song, though.
Is it?
That would be a great theme song for you guys.
Have we ordered tricycles?
Have you?
How? I meant the boys music, but that's fine.
What music is that? You meant to go to a rave on your tricycles?
Yeah, it's Timmy Trumpet at Tomorrowland. It's
what's that
sick.
Got to do with
because it is so good. It distracts people and they forget what they're talking about. Bickers, get ready. Come on, Bickers. Here we go. 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 3, 2, 1. Help.
Imagine rocking up to this party on your tricycle.
Yes. Have I ordered us tricycles? It's a funny old question, isn't it?
What's made you interested in tricycles?
I've wanted them for a while. And
what's the problem with a tricycle, though, Bickers?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking up effective tips and tricks for making your tricycle riding fun for you guys because I thought if you're going to have tricycles, you're still being weird about whether you have them or not. But if you're going to have them, why not have fun with them? So what I've read here I think will apply to both of
you. You tell us to put tassels on the handlebars. We are way ahead of
it. It says riding an adult tricycle can be one of the most fun activities for people who love biking but can no longer handle a traditional bicycle because of joint and muscle issues. At the same time, tricycles can make great commuter bicycles because of their ability to carry tons of groceries. However, having a third wheel can be daunting for people who are used to riding bicycle and have never tried to ride a tricycle.
Having a third wheel? Starting to sound like your domain, Bickers. I think they, can I see the tricycle that was related to?
Sure. What are you imagining your tricycle looks like?
I can show you. Do you want me to show you?
Oh, this doesn't have a tricycle pick in it.
Have you got a, something for, are they like 70-year-old tricycles? Because ours are more 7-year-old.
Like, what do you mean? Like a kid's tricycle?
We've got, I don't want to brag, but we've got 9-horsepower drift trikes coming.
Oh, that's not a tricycle. What is that?
3 wheels.
That's
asking for your password. Jesus. I can't see anymore. What did you say it was? Can you show me? I haven't seen it because your password popped up. Can you show me?
Can we? Do you happen to beat that, Jess?
There we go.
So, okay, talk me through this. A motorised drift.
Wow, women just come running.
Remove clothes one by
this
one.
Says,
the closer to the trike they get.
What a weird name.
Your elastic steps get a bit slippery.
It says it's a huffy slider fat boy. What's a huffy slider fat boy?
That's who it's addressed to. That's what I call myself.
Huffy slider fat boy.
Gary and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. G Flip is going to be joining us very soon. I want to be a millionaire.
I'm going to be a millionaire. Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks millionaire.
Ooh, Sandra, sounds like money to me. How does it sound to you?
It sounds pretty good to me.
This is great.
When $1 million.
$1 million. What are you going to do with it, Sandra?
Seems a bit silly, but I'm actually going to buy a fancy pants set of pots and pans for my kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Some diamond encrusted pots and pans.
Sandra, it's $1 million. You can do more than buy pots and pans, babe.
I know. I figure I'll start small and then sort of build on and add the kitchen and the potentially the house afterwards.
Yes, yes. I feel like it's in the wrong order. House and kitchen and then pots and pans. How long have you had your current pots and pans for?
They are, it'll be 19 years in September. They were a wedding present. So, yeah, time to upgrade.
Need some new pots and pans.
Are they still good though, Sandra? I feel like if you make it past 10 years, you're pretty much good forever. Although marriage, not statistically.
What would you know?
They've gone through a few burns, to be honest. So they've had a few scrapes and, time to upgrade, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, non-stick.
Sandra, here are the rules. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. If you do that, 10 grand is yours today. You also get a spot on $1 million day. We take your first answer.
Awesome.
You can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back if we have time. Your time will start at the end of the first question. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Your letter is R for rich. R. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Name a colour.
Red.
A weather term.
Puff.
A drink.
Red Bull.
An animal.
Rooster.
An Australian movie.
Red Dog.
A type of bread.
Rolls.
A Hollywood actor.
Richard Gere.
A fruit.
Radish.
A fictional character.
Rudolph.
Sandra,
so hard.
I know it is, but you were doing so well. I know a little stumble early with weather term, which could have been rain or radar, rainbow.
So obvious.
I know, it's obvious afterwards.
Would you have taken rubbish for weather term? Like, this weather's rubbish?
I mean, we'd have to have gone to the officials on that.
Yes. I did have a question, Sandra, about one. I mean, it's you know, it's by and by now because we didn't get 10. But is radish a fruit?
I'm not actually sure. I think it might be a vegetable, to be honest, but I just threw something out there in hope.
Yeah, fair enough. The good news is you can play again. We'd love to chat to you again. If you are listening and you haven't entered, what are you doing? Download the listener app for free. Search Carrie and Tommy, fill out the form, and hopefully you're our next millionaire.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Friday afternoon. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
You can stock up for the year.
Oh, gosh. What do you reckon I need, Bickers?
I do think you need some Revlon in your life.
Yes.
Bit of life space.
What's that bit? Which one's eyeliner again? Is that what goes under my eye or on top of my eye?
That could go all the way around if you want.
Because I'm feeling like they're a little flat.
Like that's the sort of thing you would have loved in the 90s.
Or perfect time to bring it back. Everything that's old is new again.
Absolutely.
And would people describe my eyes as popping?
Yes, maybe with a bit of mascara, a bit of mazzy as well.
A bit of mazzy. That means something different in my world.
Pop into Canvas Warehouse, half price on cosmetics and vitamins.
Still to come, a clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks. Ooh. Plus, up next, someone who has left a permanent mark on Tommy.
Still hurts.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this is exciting. G-Flip's new single, Waiting Game, is available now. They join us now. G-Flip, g'day!
Yo! What's going on?
Well, we're still in lockdown and losing our minds. How are you doing?
Well, I'm in lockdown too. I'm slowly losing my mind as well.
How's your drinking going?
My drinking going? Water I didn't mean that. Or adult juice?
Adult juice sounds like something else that makes babies, and that is disgusting.
It was very accusational, though. How's your drinking going?
I just meant it's the first thing I think of because it's the thing I'm struggling to contain.
No, I'm going pretty well. I only have, you know, one night a week where I'll have a few cheeky, but no, probably a Friday or a Saturday. And then the rest of the time, I'm still working quite a bit, actually, surprisingly, in lockdown. I feel like every day I'm still doing heaps of things and getting music together and writing and being productive.
I love the new song Waiting Game, particularly because this morning I was getting very teary hearing that the WA Premier said it might be 7 months before he's going to open the border, and that means me not seeing my sisters or my nieces or anything for so long. And then I was reading about your song, what Waiting Game's about, and it's about that idea of how, you know, we're waiting to see those we love again.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually kind of comes from a sad place. I wrote it when I was in a long-distance relationship, and I feel like we're all kind of in long-distance relationships now, whether it's like an actual loved one or family members or even just wanting to go see a show or, you know, go overseas. Like, we're all just waiting constantly and we keep having setbacks. So, yeah, I feel like releasing this song, it felt like the right time and a lot of people could relate to it.
There is a Canadian singer and songwriter featured on the track. Now, I'm guessing it's Ren for short. Is that right?
Yes, and Lauren for long.
What does any of that mean?
It means Lauren is the name for long, but Ren for short. Because it took me the second glance of looking at it, because you know when you haven't heard things, but you read it.
Lauren, Ren for short. Yeah, sorry, yeah. I'm just a little bit behind.
Because the first time I read it, I'm like, who is this Rent for short?
it's Ren for short. And, her name's Lauren, but she goes by Ren for short. And she's this awesome Canadian singer-songwriter. And she's actually one of my favourite artists. So when she was keen to jump on the song, I was so stoked.
Hey, the video clip is this grainy sort of VHS style. Are you old enough to have ever watched any movie on VHS?
I remember my dad fiddling around with a VHS when I was younger. So, yeah, I reckon.
Do you know Blockbuster used to charge us 50 cents if we didn't rewind the videos when we returned them?
Blockbuster. Haven't heard of that in a while.
Oh, we're so old.
Hey, G, you tattooed me last time we saw each other. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that it's mostly still there. The bad news is that the mouth is kind of worn off. Can we do a redo shortly?
I'm so down for a redo, 100%. 100% lock it in.
And can I tattoo you?
Yes, you can tattoo me for sure. Go ahead.
Oh, maybe you should get Tommy to do your cuties one you want, your Kylie Minogue tat.
I've already got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah, on my arm it says Kylie. Yeah, it says Kylie thinks I'm cute. It's like my favourite tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. Good guy. Kylie thinks I'm cute.
Like,
I know. What a thing to be able to say. How great.
It's so wild. I've had some people ask me, who's Kylie? And I'm like, excuse me? Who's Kylie? I can't even know.
Tell them to get out their VHSs and they can see some old clips of her.
Yeah.
I feel like Kylie's got such a one name thing. Like it is one step removed from someone going, which Beyonce?
Yeah, totally.
What?
She needs no other name.
Yeah. G-Flip, we've got so much more to talk to you about. Can you stick around for some scat chat up next?
Yes. I don't know what this is, but I'm down. I'm down for anything. Let's go.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by G-Flip.
And it is time for a bit of scat chat.
Time for scat chat.
Oh, yeah. Feels good. Does it feel good, Pickers?
It always feels good.
Yeah. Feel good, G?
It's feeling a bit sexy up in here.
Well, I better kick us off with our first question then. G, when was the last time you shit yourself?
Last time I shat myself, I think it was in Thailand when I was 19.
Yeah, it's a real.
I got a bit sick. So
it's a real prime. Thailand is one that comes up quite often. Yes.
All right. Here's your next question. What would you like written on your tombstone?
Oh. Written on my tombstone. Oh, Kylie thinks I'm cute.
Hey, if you had a superpower, would you rather be able to go like really, 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 really tiny or really, 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 really huge?
I think really, really tiny.
What would you do?
Yeah. Then walk around. Have a good time.
But you'd probably get squashed, wouldn't you?
No, because you could fit between the gaps of people's shoes.
I'd hide.
The tread.
Not a
hiding.
Hide. Yeah.
Mm.
What's your favourite way to answer the phone?
My favourite way to answer the phone is normally I say, oh, wow, what do I normally say? Just, hey, what's up? Just like that.
Yeah, I think when we called you today, you said, yo.
Oh, yeah, no, sometimes I go, yo, like that.
Yeah.
Both have your energy. I think
they do.
Good.
I like
it. Good.
Have we got time for one more?
One more.
Two more.
I need two.
Okay, sure, two. How about I go, is it H or H?
I think I say H.
Ooh. Z or H. Z?
Wait, what? There's a Z in it? Oh, Z. Oh, I thought you were talking about the H. Yeah.
No. No. Do you say Z or Z?
Oh, I think I say Z, but I know it's wrong. And then sometimes I correct myself.
Well, it's just American. It's not that it's wrong. I said AZ on talking about AstraZeneca the other day on the project. Oh, people weren't.
That's
happy.
So weird because I say Z, but I say AZ.
Yeah. So do I say Z? Mm. But anyway.
Zebra? G, do you say zebra?
I think I say zebra.
Oh. Quite a,
yep.
You're a complex one.
I'm all over the shop.
Hey, last question. Gee, just give us a... Can you just bang that music in a bit there? Yeah, that's great. That's great. Hey, gee, when someone used to say back in the day, pinch and a punch for the first of the month, did you say a punch and a kick for being so quick, or would you just like let it go and then plot your revenge quietly?
I think I'd just run because I didn't want to get punched.
Yeah.
I hate that expression so much. Does anyone say that? Has anyone ever said to you pinch and a punch for first a month in the last 5 years?
Jesse did it to me the other day and I said a slap in the dick for being so quick. G-Flip, the new single, is called Waiting Game. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, mate.
No stress. See you guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And still to come, guys, Eric Banner is going to join us a little bit later on.
Plus a clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks for 8 a.m. Monday morning. And the thing about getting this clue is it's not just a word. It gives you the idea of what the letter is. So you can practice all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, practicing all weekend's a lot, but sure.
I mean, what else is there to do?
Oh, in a lot of the states, heaps. Heaps. Heaps because.
Imagine if you were free to do anything you wanted all weekend, you weren't in a lockdown state and you chose to play Alpha Bucks all weekend. I mean, it's a great
game,
great. Guys.
It's great. It's awesome. Because up next, let's just call it for what it is. You are going to attempt to finger my eye. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So the other day I polled some of the Australian public, and the question that I asked them was, contact lens wearers, do you cry when you cut onions? And the majority of them said, no, they don't. And so, Bickers, we thought we would test it. Of course, I don't wear contacts.
No.
But you've got one on the end of your finger.
I've never put a contact in before, but I'm about to put a blue contact in your eye.
Yes. Now, I love that out of me and you, we chose the person with the 3-inch long nails on the end of their fingers to give it a go.
I've put it on the one where my S&S has fallen off.
What's your S&S?
That's what my nails, half my nails have S&S, but I can't get them redone because we're in lockdown, so the others have peeled off. So.
Shellac and shine? Is that what it is?
Listen to you
Is that
go.
What it is?
No, it's not shellac, but close. Good effort, though.
What are the two S's? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Who cares?
No one cares. I think it might be a brand.
But because isn't that the wrong way?
Is that,
like that bit's that meant
pattern?
To be on the outside.
Is that pattern
Patterns on the outside. Yeah,
so you've got to have it like that because that's your eye.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, like that.
Yeah, like that.
So chuck that in my eye.
Why is something going, ugh?
You're going to touch
gross.
An eye.
It's not gross. It's just an eye, weird. Mate.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
So now what you need to do is you need to open your eyes like that.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, I was just about to say, I'm just going to shut them. That's not going to work.
No.
I'm just going to come around.
Oh, no. How do I not look? I can't.
Okay, I'm going to put them in.
It's a little, it's glass, isn't it? That's all that's going in my eye, just a bit of glass.
Is that what it is? Plastic?
Is it, no, plastic. Is it plastic?
They're bendy, aren't they?
Okay. Well, I thought they were little glasses.
Me. Look at me.
Look at me.
This is so scary.
Okay.
So scary.
Okay, so pull your bottom lash down a bit more.
Hang on, okay.
She's leaning in.
Okay.
She's so,
ready.
Oh, she's putting it on now.
You're going to have to give it a bit more.
Oh, no.
My fingers are slippery because I'm nervous.
At Carrie Tommy Show, chuck this off on the socials.
And just slide it in there.
Oh,
she's going in, the finger's
in.
Has he got it in?
Oh, it just grazed the surface of my eyeball.
Put one of the points on the tip of your index finger.
Is it in?
Look straight ahead.
No, it just scraped along, just took the top layer.
Just removed the cornea.
Pull down your lower lid with your middle finger of the same hand.
Oh, wow.
With the index finger.
Are you crying more than onions now?
This is a new experience. I've never had my eyeball scratched from top to bottom before. Have we gone so much?
Tommy's peeling his eyelids back real hard this time.
They're not up.
And Carrie's saying it's not enough.
You know my eyes are droopy.
I can't get them wide enough.
Attempt number three we're going for here.
No.
Peeling the eyes back, the finger goes in and... still not.
It just scraped again.
The non-droopy eye. Go around the other
side. Oh, my God.
I think that was the non-droopy eye.
No, that's your droopy
eye. Okay.
Oh, producer Pip is saying, look up. Apparently that helps it get in. Oh, now she's going the other eye. The finger's in there.
I can't go.
Oh, God, I'm having bad memories coming back.
Tommy,
maybe
can
you
Tommy
to
do
try
it himself?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think you're meant to put them in yourself. Why don't you try yourself?
Are my eyes meant to be this sore?
I mean, is it worse than onions? Because I think this defeats the
purpose. Why don't you go, I'll give you a mirror. Hold on.
Maybe I'll try the other one that hasn't been fingered so much. Should I? So, can we get Pip on a microphone?
Hello.
Pip, was it meant to hurt that much?
No. So you want to hold, you want to pull your top eyelid right up, and then you want to look up, and then place...
Oh, I don't think you've got to have it inside out like that.
Not inside out, Pippa? See how it's wrapped around my finger like a little cap?
No, see it's showing what you...
Oh, no. You need it to be as if it can just... Attach onto your eye.
You're now on your eyebrow.
Didn't even
put it on his eyebrow. Just
missed his eye completely.
No, how do we get him out when we get him in?
Let's not think about that. Yeah, we'll cross that bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't do it.
No dice.
One more?
But my eyes are sore. That's good. At least that's something.
Last time.
Okay.
Oh,
it's half in. It's on his eyelid.
It hung there for a second.
Oh, well.
Why don't we go in the office and find someone that wears contacts and get them to cut the onions and see if they cry?
I think that's a far better idea and we should have done that from the first.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home.
Well, now I'm nervous to talk.
It makes it official when he does a little intro. Yeah.
I know.
Because we were just talking off air about something and now you've gone a bit red-faced.
Well, all I did was pose a question. And then the executive producer of this show, who rules with an iron fist, went, let's talk about that on air next. All I said was, do you ever worry about dying in an embarrassing way?
And I said, no.
Never.
No. Nah. Oh, the way God. I die will be so classy.
Got it all planned.
No, I don't ever think about, I mean, I have a fear of dying and things like that, but I don't ever think about the way I go will be funny or embarrassing.
I'm not worried about funny. Love to die a funny death. But embarrassing.
Just embarrassing.
I worry it'll be something like
what?
I'll be sitting on the toilet and then a robber will like open the door, right? But instead of I'll go because I'll have a heart attack from the fear, but then the robber will feel bad, so they'll just shut the door, and so then no one will know there was a
and
robber.
You'll be found
and
I got with scared,
and they just
thought
I tried to push out a bog so hard that I had a heart attack and died. Just things like that.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was interviewing Matthew McConaughey, and he was telling me that he's
clang.
Don't tell you, I've interviewed Matthew McConaughey. He was telling me his dad died while having sex with his mother.
Yes. I was going to tell you someone else that happened to, and I realised that it's confidential information.
What? Someone you know has died doing the same thing?
Yes. I think it's quite common.
I need to know that story.
Yeah.
So this one became on air. Is that for off air?
That's for off air. Absolutely. Executive producer Sonda, you said just before you said, let's talk about this on air. You said you could think of a way that I would die embarrassingly. And how's that?
I feel like you would be walking along the street and you wouldn't see a manhole and you'd fall down and you think that might kill him.
No, but that's comedy. That's
but
not embarrassing.
At the bottom of a manhole is a big hamster that somehow ends up inside his bottle.
Oh, my God.
And then gives him an infection. and he rots.
Yes, but so the fall doesn't kill him.
Think it will, but the fall doesn't kill him, but the rotting rat hamster inside his bum
Because no one
does.
Knows to go find him and, because no one was watching.
And, Donnie, I agree with every bit of it. The only bit I question is that I think it will be even worse because I think the rat will go up me and then run out and will disappear, but I'll have got this infection and they'll be in the news for a week. They're like, how did he get the mystery butt stuff?
Isn't it worse to be found with a rat up your bum?
No, because I don't think they would have thought
Why
I put it there.
Why both scenarios is it to do with
If I'm
bum?
Ever in the news and I'm saying I don't know how it got there, I knew.
Carrie and Tommy. You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I'm going to need to see your fingers.
They're a bit of a mess at the moment.
Specifically, why? Why?
Oh, because we've been through this because they've still got half my S&S on.
Yeah, S&S. Yeah, shellac and shine.
No, it's not shellac.
No, I know. But
I've picked off the other
guess,
half.
Though.
I know, and you never actually told me what the S&S were.
I don't know what it stands
that's
for.
Why.
It's a brand
name. But she knows
name,
that you're wrong.
Yeah, I know.
No, because shellac's a different thing. It's a different product, I'm sure.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hey, I've been need to see them like I'm
pinky?
Holding them. Yeah, pinky. And give us your other one as well.
Up Which again. Other?
No, sorry, your other. Yeah, don't just give me the finger. Yeah, okay. Do you notice anything weird about yours? I can see it from mine. Do yours go straight across the top like that? Do you have a straight line across the ridge?
Sort of.
I can feel it.
Oh yeah, a little bump.
Yeah, and you've got it on the other one as well.
Isn't that just don't all fam? Isn't that where the bones of your fingers
join?
No,
feel your other one compared to that. Your index compared to that.
Look at that. Feel that.
No, mate. Feel this bump down here. Belle,
it's the same, mate.
Producer Annabelle's giving me this story, and
it
I need
the
help.
Same.
What do you need help with?
I'm
he just felt my fingers
me.
To prove that my little finger didn't feel the same as my second middle
feel
finger.
Feel it again.
Yeah, it's got a ridge there, and then this one's got a ridge there.
Would you say the ridge is a bit steeper on your little
maybe?
Finger?
Why? I feel like this is the point of the story. Why?
Why, Annabelle? She told me this story was scary.
It's scary. This is why my little finger has a deeper ridge than my other fingers. Mm.
Yes.
Okay, well, I think our phones are changing our bodies, and it's scary.
What?
Me.
That's scary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you think about the way that you hold your iPhone in your hand, mm-hmm. how do you hold it?
Yeah. Mm.
See? Look at that. Mm. Look at what your
See
pinky's
how
you, doing
yeah.
there. It's terrifying.
Are you telling me my phone is making a ridge on my finger?
Yes.
Got well, it. Now you're on board.
Good work, Belle. Teamwork.
How do you
makes
explain
the, dream,
for the ridges
the dream,
on my other fingers,
makes
Belle?
For teamwork. Teamwork makes for dream work?
Yeah. Do you know, here's something interesting.
Yes.
Animals are shape-shifting because of climate change.
Sorry.
So their beaks are getting longer and their ears are getting bigger because of climate change and their bodies are getting smaller. They're
Not
adapting.
Of their mobile phones.
How come my body's getting bigger?
Well, but your beak's getting bigger.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because there are plenty of podcasts out there, but it's fair to say I have never heard one like this one that we're currently listening to. The orchard
gave me chills.
Yes, it scared the shit out of me. But the orchard stars Eric Banner, and he joins us now. G'day, Eric.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Look, it's great. When I heard that it was a crime podcast, I was expecting a true crime or something where you interview people from crimes of the past. This is completely different.
It is, yeah. So it harks back to the old radio play days, and it's essentially an audio drama with really high sound design and soundscape added to it. So it's essentially like an old radio play.
That's exactly funny you say that, because I walked in having listened to it and I said, this took me back to when I used to make radio plays. It was like an old school radio play, even hearing like the shower and then the noises in the background. I was imagining how they were all being made. Only, you know, this is 30 years on. I'm sure you've just got sound effects for all those things.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And that was part of the pitch, that, you know, the soundscape, because there are some supernatural elements to the story as it goes along. It's essentially a murder mystery, and I play a detective with a recalcitrant teenage daughter who goes to a private school where there's been a suspicious death, and the sound design is a really big part of it. And we're sort of used to, I guess, talking head podcasts, and this is different in the sense that it's an audio drama.
Did you ever make radio plays yourself growing up?
No, but I remember being a kid when my brother brought home War of the Worlds record, and we probably listened to that 100 times, and it scared the crap out of us, to be honest. So, yeah, fully aware of how immersive that kind of world can be, for sure.
You know how, Carrie, you were just saying then that this took you back to you making it. Took me back because they mentioned there's the students in the orchard that are doing Macbeth, the play, and I did Macbeth when I was young. Did you do school plays, Eric?
No, I don't think I was good enough to get a role. I think,
well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was a euphonium player in the school band.
What's a euphonium?
Don't make me say it again, Carrie. Euphonium, which is kind of like a tuba but a bit smaller, sexy instrument.
So you weren't. So you were in the band, in the orchestra, but you weren't doing drama at school.
No, I did no drama. I started doing impressions at school, and I did win an award at the end for our unofficial kind of variety performance, where I just basically took the piss out of all the teachers in the school in one fell swoop. But besides that, no drama cred at school whatsoever.
How did you lug the euphonium around? Was it just on by the side number, or was it on the back?
I had a car with a trailer, and I would just put the euphonium in there.
Did the euphonium help with the ladies?
We had a station wagon, Tommy, just for Eric's euphonium.
Did it help or hinder with the ladies, the euphonium?
Well, look, you'd have to say it was a hindrance, I think, statistically speaking.
Well, if it wasn't the euphonium, it was the love of statistics which surely got you over the line.
Was it nice to have this to do? I'm assuming you've done this during lockdown, is that right?
It was kind of in between. So, lucky enough, we were able to get a lot of the actors in the same space at various times in between settings last year. So, but no, it was great to flex those muscles, I guess, in terms of, you know, you kind of don't approach it much differently to how you approach a film, because you're kind of breaking down text and working out how you're going to tell the story, and you've got this this parameter. You're limited with just a microphone, so you're really thinking hard about how the storytelling is going to work in that environment. And it was a great creative output, to be honest.
Eric, it's also the 20th anniversary of Chopper, a movie that's so loved by Australians. Is it still quoted back to you as much as I imagine it is?
Probably not as much as you think, actually, because I think there's a whole generation of young Australians who probably still haven't seen it. So I do get a lot of movie quotes at me. Yeah, that I get it a fair bit, but probably not as much as you think. Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag of different films and different quotes.
Do you get The Castle more than you get Chopper?
I reckon Castle's probably equal. I've got to say, yeah, I reckon the kickboxing 24 hours a day. Favourite one is if I'm at a carousel at an airport. I have had it a few times where someone says, "What movies were playing?" And that's always a good one.
Was it Twister and Jumanji?
Brisbane Jumanji, well done, Tommy. You win the prize.
Yeah. You were very convincing in this as the single parent, you know, dealing with everything you have to deal with as a parent. I think parents all over the country at the moment are at breaking point. How are you holding up in lockdown in Melbourne?
We're sort of used to it. My kids are, you know, an older age where they're looking after themselves, luckily. But, it has obviously, you know, it is what it is. And unfortunately, it's something we've gotten used to. But you're right, my character is a single father of a teenage girl, and I love the writing actually in this story, because it's very realistically written. There's like this great bouncing between kind of gentle parenting and argumentative yelling and screaming at each other, and I just thought that was a really good take on realism as a parent.
Which area did you sit in normally when you're parenting? Are you the calm one, or are you the one that flies off the handle?
I switch between
very
two. I have pivoted during the pandemic. I've gone from swearing in English to swearing in other languages, so I just try and mix them up.
The Audible original crime drama podcast, The Orchard, is out today. Eric Banner, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, mate.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk. Take care.
The Orchard is part of a new selection of thousands of Listen All You Want titles now included in Audible membership.
Gary and Tommy.
Guys, I've got a little quiz for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what's been getting me through lockdown. And then when you think you know what I mean by this sentence, you need to buzz in with your name and you'll get to have a crack. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carrie, you ready? Yeah. Yep. Jesse, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonia, you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Eli, you can play at the back there. You ready? Mm. We're going. Okay. Okay. Jesse, please start the timer after I finish the sentence. The thing that has been getting me through lockdown is Netflix and chill.
I don't understand the game.
Buzz in if you want to have a go.
Jesse.
Eli.
I'm going to Jesse first. Sorry, Eli. Jesse, what is your guess?
Wait, Netflix and chill, are you just with a woman? Is that what you're just getting at? You just...
Do you think just
around?
The standard...
Yeah, standard no. Netflix and chill.
No, that is incorrect. Oh. Please start the music once again when I finish the sentence.
Hang on. I'm
not sure I get it either.
I don't get it.
I was like, is this a question of do we know what Netflix and chill is?
We don't all have your brain. Okay?
No, it's fine. I'm saying is absolutely straightforward.
So you're calling something else Netflix and chill?
Oh, No. I'll say it again and buzz in when you think you know. The thing that is getting me through lockdown at the moment is Netflix and chill.
Eli,
do you have a guess?
Intimacy?
It's incorrect, Eli. It is incorrect.
Is it an ice cream?
It's an ice cream, correct, Sunder!
It's a Ben and Jerry's ice cream called Netflix and Chill.
And
is
it? I've never been into a Ben and Jerry's product ever in my life. And oh my God.
It's a long way around just saying you're really into ice cream.
Wait, what flavour is Netflix and Chill though?
Yes, fantastic. Great backup answer. Question. It's vanilla, but then it's got pretzels in it.
Ooh.
And peanut butter.
Ooh.
And cookie dough. And it is off. It's rocky. You know I don't have that much of a sweet tooth. I smashed through a whole tub last night.
Little tub, big tub? What kind of tub?
Ben and Jerry's, mate. It's the little ones are like $47.
Oh, is that right?
Absolute. It would cost me less to buy actual Netflix and chill. Oh.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I'm here to help. That's what I'm here to do.
Oh, yeah.
We spoke about last week the signs that someone's going to ghost you.
Yes.
Do you remember? What were those signs?
If they don't wait until you're in the front door, so they've dropped you off after the first date and they don't wait till you're in the front door to leave.
Yep. Or if they don't leave something in your car or your house.
Or they
because
anchor
that's usually,
you.
That's called anchoring, and it's usually a sign that they're going to come back and get it. So if they don't leave it, they have no plans on returning.
Is that why you leave all your crap around this office? Are you anchoring us?
Hoping that I'll get to come back another day. but I figure, right, that there's lots of occasions, and you would know this, Tommy, where you don't want to be in a relationship or see that person again, right? And I'm not looking at you at all, but some people don't know how to have that conversation, you know. I mean, you do. You're very good at that conversation.
What is this?
No, I just thought that perhaps people would like to know of some ways according to Instagram, that you can get out of a relationship you don't want to be in the early stages.
Thank God. I thought this was very personal.
We don't have anyone on the line. It's okay. But Tommy, here are some phrases. Do you think I would actually do that, do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I wouldn't. I never would.
Okay,
thank
you.
Great idea, producers. I'm annoyed I hadn't thought of it before. Here are some things, Tommy, you can say if you've decided you don't want to see the girl anymore. I've loved getting to know you, but I don't feel a connection. Thank you for your time.
I loved getting to know you, but I don't feel a connection. Hang on. Try it. Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
I've loved getting to know
you. Oh, my God. So have I. Yeah, so have I. Should we do it again tomorrow?
But I just want to go.
Tomorrow?
I forgot the second bit.
Yes, it's what would happen in that situation is you'd go, yes, sure, we can do tomorrow.
Yeah, move in.
You need to move on and say, no, I don't feel a connection.
I don't feel a connection.
Or I've got, I don't know about this one. This one feels a bit like a bloody cop out, but I've got a lot going on in my life and I'm not able to prioritise our relationship.
Yep. Carrie.
Yeah.
Just something I wanted to say. Mm. I've actually got a lot going on in my life.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
You're in lockdown, aren't you? Yeah, you're pretty free.
No, no, just emotional things. And I don't feel like I can prioritise. Jesse, I don't know why you always get involved in my relationships. I don't feel like I can prioritise our relationship and give you the time that you deserve.
That's
because you deserve it.
I'm not needy and I'm happy to sit back and wait till things.
We all know that's not true.
We just want to be there for you.
I can wait for you.
We can't both lie, mate.
What about this one?
Uh-huh.
I like this one, but this takes guts. This isn't working for me anymore. I hope you can understand.
I mean, they can't say much back.
I feel that my boundaries aren't respected in this relationship and I don't want to continue to see you. That's probably more one that I would say to you.
I feel that my boundaries aren't
respected in this relationship and I don't want to continue seeing you.
I feel my boundaries aren't. What does that mean? They're spending too much time with you?
No, I feel. Actually.
What
I
does
feel
that mean?
No, your boundaries aren't. Yes, so
what's more to my boundaries?
That's you
boundaries
constantly I saying I don't want to catch up.
Oh
and
yes,
me forcing a catch
up. Oh, that's us. Yes.
And the final one. I don't want any further contact with you because ... fill in the blanks. Please respect my decision.
Oh great, let's give that one a go.
Okay, great.
I don't want any further contact with you because. See ya.
I think you should copy and paste this. Have this on your phone. It'll really help
them?
You. Just mix
just
them up.
Just send them that tile from Instagram.
No, don't send them.
I used that one the other day, so I better use this one this time.
Yeah, you've got to mix them up.
I go with the old motto that was immortalised in song, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
I never thought I'd say this, but Jesse, why don't you kick us off?
Oh, why would you never say that, Brian?
Oh, we usually put the strong ones first and last.
Oh,
but
you are so mean.
I was like, I wonder how mean he'll be here, and he didn't even hesitate.
What do you mean? You told me that that's what we do.
Don't even put me in this.
I didn't know the rules. You said, your exact words were, we call it a shit sandwich in the business. That's what you said.
Stop.
And
being,
I said,
being mean to me as well as him.
I said, I don't understand the
Jesse,
term.
Jesse, you don't
and
need
said,
to take this.
And you said, Jesse,
there's a whole department in this company that we deal with what's happening here.
This is what you said. You said, you're a piece of bread, I'm a piece of bread. That's what you said.
Jesse, take it away.
Well, I was going to be wrapped, but I think I'm raw now. Nah, guys, I'm absolutely wrapped because earlier in the week we had Liam on to play the time game. Oh. And not only did he give us the best performance ever, but he also had the best answer to the question, what would you do with the money?
Are you ready to go?
Yes, Tommy.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, Liam.
Oh, my God, Liam, that felt so good.
Liam.
And Jesse's now crouched down on his knees.
Liam, how did it feel? Did it feel pretty good? Did it feel like it was bang on 5 seconds? Yeah.
Yeah, it feels so good.
And it's $4,300 is the amount. If you win, Liam, what would you do with all that money?
I would give some to my mum and dad, and I would give some to me so I can spend it on a Lamborghini.
Yeah. You are
a
good kid, and that is the absolute correct answer, Liam.
Oh, okay, I need this to be over. It's stressing me out too much. I need to know, is Liam taking home the money today or not, Jess?
4.99.
Oh! Oh! Oh, Liam. We're going to give you $100 cash, though, anyway, okay?
Thanks, Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. I love you.
What a champion. And now I will be the piece of...
Mate, you already are.
Your performance earlier, you really cemented that position.
Which one? Which one? Narrow it down.
Yeah, the whole show. Oh.
Get him, Bickers.
Yeah.
This is because Jesse let you win same, but backwards today, isn't it? I'm wrapped, guys. I'm wrapped because... we were talking about flying during the week and, you know, you almost cut me off when I was just about to shred. And then finally, I shredded.
Your instructor, Steve, is awesome.
I was just about to shred, mate.
So annoying. I've got the visual and it makes it a little bit better, but just the audio. I wonder if people would prefer to listen to me eating or that. Can you stop doing that?
Imagine if you just so button on as the captain. This is your captain speaking.
Mayday, mayday. Oh, hang on.
We're all good now, guys. I just shredded us out of that one.
We've got good news and bad news. The bad news is the plane's gone down. The good news. Oh, wee, 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 wee. Oh, someone doesn't know how to shred. Have a go. Have a go. Come on, Vickers. 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 That is really good. Oi, quick. Let's shred together. You ready?
Okay.
You ready?
And I have to say, I was not into the shredding at first.
Do you want one now? Just
no,
just
I don't.
Real quick.
I think we had enough shredding. Okay. Yeah. No,
I didn't. Okay, I'm not sure.
I went from raw to just wrapped because eventually I did get on board.
Yeah.
And it meant that we got listener Kez involved. Kez, save me. Can you shred?
Oh, God, yes. I can do way better than that, babe.
Oh, right.
Kez. Go nuts for us, Kez. Good on you, Kez. Oh, God. Kez, let's go back to Kez for a second. Kez is giving me some life. Kez.
You guys have made me laugh so hard this afternoon. I really needed it.
Oh, ditto, Kez. You're the best. Are you part of a, I'm assuming you're part of a band that tours the country, Kez?
Okay, finish the week off with a shred.
Play us out.
I thought you guys would never ask.
I don't remember it being that bad.
Happy weekend, everybody.
Happy weekend.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.